Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, with my co-host.
I've been a nasty girl.
Very demure, very mindful. But today we have an interesting topic. Oh, and with my other co-host, Daniel. But yeah, we have three interesting topics. We've got streaming because I wrote it down on here. Physical versus digital media for games. I have Keith Lee. We'll touch upon some things that's happening with Keith Lee. And then Nintendo Direct. And like just, I think I chose like 10 of the games that I've enjoyed seeing for the Nintendo Direct. So we'll bring those up. But for now, we'll talk about what we did this last 2 weeks. And for me, I didn't do much. You gave me a beta copy or beta invitation for Deadlock.
Sorry, it worked.
It worked. Like, it gave me the download thing and everything. I downloaded it literally like Friday morning, and then I haven't had a chance to play it. And now it's public beta now, so everyone can get on it. So I missed that on like the, you know, the tryhards playing the game. But I'm interested in playing it because everyone, I think there was confusion with that game. People thought it was a hero shooter, but it's more like a Dota game, or like I think MOBA is what it's called. So I'm interested to see how the game plays and feels like, because I'm not a fan of like just like the hero shooters, but I am a fan of like Dota games and stuff like that. So I'm very interested in it. What else did I do? I've been working out. So for the last 2 weeks, pretty much, I've been tracking my calories. Bro, it's not fun. It's not fun. I didn't realize how much I had been overeating. And at some point, I ate less than what I was eating. And I still was overeating by a lot, dude. So now I'm usually sticking to 1,800 calories a day. But sometimes I'll drop it down to like 1,500 or less, just depending on where I'm at. Like for today, I think I'm at like 1,200. And I'm good right there. I haven't had the urge to eat or anything. And if I do, I just drink water until it gets bad, and then I just will eat something. But I've been doing pretty good, and I've lost roughly 8 pounds. But like, because I feel like I fluctuate. Like I lose the 8 pounds, and then I all of a sudden I weigh myself again, and I'm back up to those, you know, eight plus pounds again. But today, like this time, it's been kind of consistent. It's been dropping. So I'm at the 8 pound mark for weight loss. So super excited for that. And then what else? Yeah, still doing the gym and stuff. And that's it. What about for you?
I've been a nasty. played Deadlock. That game is okay. It's not for me.
Not for you?
Just, I don't know. Like, I guess I've been playing it wrong because I watched a TikTok. Well, I don't know. I'm on the FYP for Deadlock. Mm-hmm. TikTok now, and I guess I've been playing, I guess MOBA's wrong the whole time. I know it looks like when you play like League or you see highlights, there's a lot of battles and there's a lot of like wins, mm-hmm. but people they're explaining that most of your battles, like, you shouldn't like go for the kill until the very end, until you hit their base. I was like, oh shit, I didn't know that.
And well, like I feel like, because when you play League, you don't want to be, I guess it's the opposite. You do want to kill them right away, because like when you kill like a hero, mm-hmm. you get a whole ton of gold that allows you to buy more accessories that buff you essentially. And there's a store that has like a ton of accessories that you can buy. So you want to kill them. But usually what happens is, if you time the kills wrong, like if you kill the whole team or something and try to do something, if they spawn in time, they can rush you and still, like, you know, take the kill for whatever. Because there's, like, a dragon that you have to kind of team up with your mates to kill. So you can screw yourself over if you, like, time the kills wrong or something. It's very, there's a lot to it. It's not just a simple thing of doing things and seeing what happens.
And the matches take, like, they're, like, 30, 30 minutes. No. Long. They're long.
It's still
dude.
Just as long as League then.
And then you can come back, which is kind of crazy. Like you could be losing the whole time and make a crazy ass comeback. So like, but I think it would be a lot more fun if there was people I played with, but just playing solo and,
So I haven't seen the game at all. I've seen like clips of people fighting, but like are there minions or like NPCs like walking, like they spawn and just walk all the way through?
Yes.
And then there's points where it has like probably towers or something.
Yes.
And you have to break those towers maybe? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it does feel like a MOBA game, but it's still going to play different than a MOBA game. Yeah. Or like different tactics than a MOBA game. Interesting.
It's fun, but I don't know. I don't see myself... My interest in it is not going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing much. Just chilling like a villain.
You went to Disneyland.
You went to Disneyland.
How was it?
Man, I'm tired. Man, it was rough, man, to be honest. I was like, because they made us do a scavenger hunt.
Oh, wow.
Not Disney. It was no, more yeah, like yeah, a company.
Your company. And I'm assuming prizes?
Not really.
Oh, never
but
mind.
I'm just like, we're like, I'm like, man, this is too much. Like for me, I was like, dude, this is like, I want to have fun. I don't want to like run everywhere. Just like, man, I was pretty tired.
What rides did you go on?
I'm
assuming just a handful of rides, not that many.
Yeah. So I haven't been to Disney for a long ass time. It's like the opposite of Universal, where there's a shit ton of rides, dude.
But also a shit ton of lines, dude.
That's true, too.
Universal has very little rides, mm-hmm. and the lines are like...
That's true, too.
20 minutes max,
that's true.
Dude.
That's true. But, yeah, the Lightning Lane thing was... That's
still,
like a normal line, to
it's
be
still
honest.
Like... where, like, the line is 3 hours long, this one's like an hour long.
But it was weird because, like... So... Okay, so I only have a phone number for one of my coworkers. So like the scavenger hunt, they like kind of split everyone out. So I wasn't with my department. So afterwards, I was just like by myself. So I was like, fuck, I don't have anyone's phone number. So I was like, all right, I just walk around the park by myself, dude. And there's no way I'm going to find these guys.
Yeah.
Like my department. So I was like, fuck. It's funny because I gave him a deadlock key and I was the guy I was close with. And I was like, shit. He's like, do you want my phone number? I was like, shit, I should have got his phone number at that point. But I went on that soaring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The one where like you. Yeah.
They
changed the videos now.
I tried to go on all the rides I've never been on. Okay. So I went to that one. I don't like how it reminds me of PAX West is. I don't like how the park split into two. Like, everything should just be consolidated in what California Adventure closes at 7.
They're adding a third park.
Jesus Christ. Separate?
Yeah, that's their plan. They've announced it, and I think they have, like the way it's going to be built, so you can see it publicly somewhere. I know that, like, I know it because since my mom works there, she'll get flyers about it for employees. And they're not like secret or anything, but she brings the flyers and I'll be like, what the heck is this? Another separate park. So it's going to be three that you have to kind of walk to.
Is there a reason why they closed California so early?
Because it's a smaller park. It's not like the main park, so they don't have the same long hours like Disney.
So I went on Cars, but since I was a single rider, like I took the single rider line, it was pretty quick.
Okay.
Like, oh, okay, that's not that bad.
But single riders isn't even part of the Fast Pass. That's just a single riders
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's separate.
It's separate.
Yeah. So you can just do that even without the Fast Pass.
Yeah. But not all the rides have.
Yeah, yeah. Not all the rides have single rider.
Did that? So Haunted Mansion was weird because they're doing the Halloween thing.
Oh yeah.
You had to virtual queue. So I put in my virtual queue, and then it opened up at like 9:45. I went late, so I did the 9:45 one. Wanted to go to Pirates of the Caribbean because I've never been on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Really?
And I don't know why. I just...
And the line, I'm assuming, was long?
It wasn't that long. I mean, 30 minutes, I think. But
yeah, that one isn't too bad. Usually, that's like the most it gets. But there's ones like the... I don't know if you checked out the Galaxy, the mm-hmm. Star Wars. That line gets 3+ hours long.
Fudge. So I did Star Tours, which, damn, I kind of like the old one.
Yeah.
Like,
but they have different videos, so you can still get the old video.
So I did Star Tours. I did the Millennium Falcon one.
Okay, okay. That was one of the new ones.
So I did single rider, right? And they're like, yeah, go on this line. And I went, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm walking. There's no one in front of me. What the fuck is this? And then all of a sudden, I stop. There's a door, and I'm assuming, okay, someone's going to open the door, and I just go in. I wait like 5 minutes, like, man, I don't think anyone's going to be there. I open the door, and it's just the main line. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, I didn't want the people, like,
thinking you're,
yeah, kind of. I was like, this is the single rider line. Like, no, dude, you're good. You're good. I was like, it led me to here. And what I heard was, like, the single line rider for that ride, you're supposed to be an engineer only. I was a gunner. They made me a gunner. And I was like, the gunner part was kind of cheesy. But, yeah, the ride was cool. And then I did the Rise of Resistance.
Oh, you did do it.
So that, it said an hour long. So I was like, and it was the last thing. Because I did the lightsaber thing, like, okay, this will be the last thing I do. And then it said an hour. It was 20 minutes.
That's not bad.
I was like, oh, shit.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's the one that I'm telling you is like 3+ hours. It can get.
Not worth 3 hours.
Yeah, but it's not. But like, it's worth any amount of time for your first time. Mm-hmm. After that, I don't ever have to go on that.
I should have, like, I didn't. Damn, I kind of rushed through the, because, you know, it's like sets.
Yeah.
And I rushed through the sets. And I was like, damn, I should have kind of like took pictures.
That's funny, because normally it's part of like the line, so as you're like waiting in line, you're going through every set, so it's a lot slower usually when it's a 3-hour+ line. Yeah.
But no, it's cool.
Did you get to try food, anything specific?
I went to Club 33.
Oh, wow. For your, with your job, with your work?
Yeah. So it was weird, because in my scavenger hunt team, it was my boss ball, the CEO, and so like he was like, we're doing a scavenger hunt, but all of a sudden, like midway, we just stopped doing it. He's like, let's go get something to eat. And he's like, I'm going to make a call real quick. And we're like, what the heck? So we're going inside Club 33. He's like, what the hell? And I guess some people weren't dressed appropriately, like skirts or something. Or you had to wear a skirt or something. You can't wear shorts or something like that.
Wow.
So they had to buy a skirt. And then we went in. And I didn't know how big of a deal it was, but I guess you can't take pictures in there.
Yeah,
you can only take pictures like in this one spot.
And so if you're a normal person, you have to, I think it's like over a year reservation.
Jeez.
To do that. And then obviously when you reserve, they tell you, like, they caution you on everything you have to, you know, do and not do and stuff. And then I think they remind you little by little as you get closer to the date.
It's funny because like looking at the menu, like the prices weren't expensive. Like, the entrees are, like, $30.
Not extremely expensive, but yeah. I think it's more like,
but it's expensive, I guess, for the membership.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. But I heard, like, you can't take, so Rebel Wilson, like, some movie star, took a picture of the bathroom. I went inside the bathroom, and bathrooms are really fucking nice. And she got banned from Disneyland.
Wow.
For taking a picture. And I heard, like, if you take a picture or you do something, Disney will contact you. Hey, you need to take your post down. Like, so I didn't take any pictures. Fuck, in there.
I didn't know Disney could do like exclusive that much.
Yeah, it's not that crazy looking though. Like,
it looks normal.
In my mind, I was thinking, oh shit, it's gonna be crazy. But I mean, it's inside a theme park.
It's so just exclusive, but it's not rare.
Yeah. But I heard like, yeah, he like, so like my boss was saying, like he's yet to write a letter to get accepted, didn't get accepted. So I was like, damn. But he knew someone that was in it and he talked to that person. That person was like, if you get recommended by a member, you can come in as a member. So that person got him in. So I was like, holy shit. But it's expensive.
So you got courtside seats for basketball. And now you got into Club 33.
Yeah, I didn't know how big of a deal it is, because people were like, how the fuck did you get in Club 33?
Yeah, I think they're both a big deal. Yeah.
But I think it costs like $20,000 for Club 33 initiation fee, and it's like $10,000 every year. It's like, fuck, dude. dude.
That's probably why they're very secure with it, because they, like, the members are expecting, like, a certain kind of, like, vibe, and they're trying to keep that. They don't want influencers, you know?
This is funny. There's an influencer in there. I don't know who she was, but, like, I could... You could kind of tell who's an influencer, and I saw her. I was like, yeah, pretty sure she's an influencer, but...
Wow.
Yeah. Club 33.
Anything else? Well, you checked out both parks. Did you go on any rides? Did you go on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride? The tower?
I
didn't. Okay.
I've never been on, even when it was a Twilight Zone.
You didn't go on that one either? No. Damn. You got to go on it once.
I know.
I mean, it's the same, like physical ride, but what you see now is different because it's now Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I was trying to do the Spider-Man one, but then it was like, dude, it was not enough time. I was like, fuck.
The Spider-Man isn't that great. I think that's the one where you're shooting mini spiders. I think that the story is Peter Parker does something. He lets go one of the spiders, and then they start manipulating or multiplying, I mean. And then it's your job as like a guest to get rid of them, essentially. And then it becomes like a game where you score the highest points.
What's kind of crazy, though, is like I noticed that not everyone from my company went to the thing. It's like, damn, it's a free trip to Disney. Like, why would you not go?
Well, like you know, me, I can go pretty much anytime I want. The only issue now is I'd have to make reservations to go on those days. I can't just go like right now if I wanted to. I'd have to make a reservation because of the COVID thing or whatever. They still have that stipulation for everyone.
It's a free trip to Disney. I mean, I don't know. To me, I guess because I haven't been there in such a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like... I mean, do you feel like you could go back again? Well, yeah, because you didn't go on every single ride.
Yeah. I think, you know, because they have that SoCal deal where it's like 3 days or something like that. I think that's kind of worth it.
Yeah, but that's only available to SoCal residents. And then there's also like a SoCal annual pass. Yeah. Which is like every time it's you pretty much every weekend is not available to you,
which is crazy because TikTok was showing me like not you were talking about Knott's, their season pass is like I guess it's on sale right now,
it's probably like $50.
It's like that with the meal plan, they're like, dude, it's like they're talking about how great it is. I was like, fuck.
So that I'm telling you right now, my sister has the annual pass for Knott's with the meal pass. The meal pass, you get a meal every 4 hours, I think. Jeez. 4 or 5 hours. So she goes there, gets a meal right away, waits the 4 hours or 5 hours, gets another meal, and then just brings that meal back home. And it's and she's paying for that. Every single day she can do that. That's crazy to me. Yeah, and so there's days where she's just like, I'm going to go eat. And I'm just like, where are you going? And she's like, oh, Knott's. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, because she's already paying for it. Just me. And I think you only have to do it like a certain, it's not even that many days. It's like less than like a month's worth of days. And you pay for your pass essentially in food.
Oh, the one thing that might be worth it about Club 33 was he was saying he can go in front of lines. Any ride.
Oh, when you're a member.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, damn, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. Like, 20 grand though? 20 grand for that?
That's cool.
Dude. I'm okay. I'm okay.
I mean, if you have the money, shoot, you might as well.
You know, that's crazy because, like, you could be rich and you'd still have an issue with money. Like, you're not going to just drop 20 grand whenever you want. Mm-hmm. But when you're rich, that's nothing to you, dude. Like, that's not even, you can sneeze that. At any moment, dude. That's crazy. And what's even crazier is there's people that are willing to spend everything to get that and not even be like, you know, in like a financial place to like afford it really, but they still get it. But to each their own, I guess. I mean, you got to experience it for free, which is blowing my mind.
It's kind of messed up because I thought like everyone was going to go to Club 33. It was just the right team. And the winning team, so the only two teams. So I was just like, holy shit. I was just taken aback. I was like, wait,
we won?
Everyone's coming? No, I was like,
oh, okay.
Everyone's going to be up here? Like,
You know what's funny? It was probably going to be that way first. Mm. And then they were like, you can't bring that many guests. And they're just like, well, the winning team plus, you know, extra people.
Yeah, I think that was like super impromptu because I don't think he made a reservation like for us to go there. And he made a crazy call. And
You don't understand how, like, I don't know who he is or who he knew, but I don't think it's that simple. Like, I can't just call someone and mm-hmm. be like, hey, you're a member? Let me go in right now. And he's like, no, you can't. Like, you
which is funny. I didn't think we were going to go in there to eat because, like, he was like, oh, I'm going to show. I thought it was just he's going to show us inside. And
yeah.
Just show us around Club 33.
They probably don't allow that because they're afraid that whoever is just visiting is going to take pictures and stuff.
Yeah. So I was like, wait, we're eating here? Like, holy shit. Oh, I mean, dude. He's probably the best company I've ever worked for. So he gave us, everyone got a meal card, right?
Right, right.
I mean, I barely used it because, you know, I ate there. We went up there. He bought drinks.
Like alcoholic.
Yeah, drinks. Alcohol drinks for whoever was up there. Bought the meal. He asked, does anyone want a second drink? I did it. Oh, and he bought us merch. So any one item. And then, I mean, I bought a jacket. It's like $90. And I was like, is it okay? He's like, anything in that merch you guys want, just put it on my thing. Damn. I'm like, God damn, dude. Ballin'.
Must be nice, dude.
Sheesh.
It's so funny because, like, I've been able to go to Disney for the last 30 years, and there's still things I haven't experienced. Like, Club 33 pretty much is the only thing. I used to work for... I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. I used to work for Disney for like a year, pretty much exactly a year. And at some point every department has like a safety thing. And if you are number one in safety, you like they give you prizes and stuff. Our prize was, they gave us options. We chose to have Space Mountain to ourselves for the rest of the night at like some point. So like after 7 o'clock, we had it till midnight. And so we went on, I got on Space Mountain, never got off until fucking we had to leave. And at some point, one of the people there, I'm not going to name anybody. One of the people there got on with me and they were like, hey, I know a trick. And we were able to not put on the security thing. And so we stood up on the right at some point. It's like a point where it's like moving straight. So it's like not dropping or anything. And so, I mean, for me, I got to stand on a ride while I was moving. And it's a scary ride, too, because that's the one where, like, you have your hands up and you feel like it's going to hit the bars because everything's moving so fast.
I have to admit, though, one thing about the Star Wars part, the animatronics are fucking good.
Did you see the people, like, that are dressed up as, like, the employees that are dressed up there?
Yeah.
Like the, what is it? The troopers?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any specific villains?
I think I walked by Kylo. Okay. I didn't care.
Yeah, because they, I don't know, the technology they have for like their voicing is really good. Yeah. Like I'm assuming it's like they do certain things and they can say like a whole sentence. And like sometimes it feels like, I don't know. It feels like they're speaking themselves, but I feel like it's all like pre-recorded words, essentially.
I should have got something at the cantina. I didn't.
Did you go in it?
I looked in. I didn't go inside.
Oh, that's fine.
I just looked in, and then I don't know what the milk bar has.
Oh, the milk bar is two drinks. It's a blue one or a green one, and it's essentially like a milky, fruity drink. It's kind of like a milkshake, but it's not... It is icy too, so yeah, it's like a milkshake essentially, iced milkshake. It's not that great. I mean, it's not like it's good to try it one time, but like it's not you're not gonna change your life for it, you know. So that's it for you.
That's it.
So let's get into the topics. So the first one we had was physical versus digital, and the reason I bring it up is because one of the issues was for a digital product, a digital game. There was copyright stuff that was removed, and I feel like that issue, it's still existent with physical products, but like if you never connect your disc, if you never put it in your system and it's connected to the internet, it won't update to have that that update for it or whatever. So, or you can always like put it on a new one that doesn't have, has never played the game, and you can have the old update. Like Grand Theft Auto is one of them where if you never played online and haven't played online, you can still play like all the old songs and stuff. But they're constantly updating the online version to different music and stuff. But how do you feel? I mean, I feel like we've talked about this before. I'm always physical. Like, I want physical. I'm waiting for Wukong to come out physical for me to pick it up. And I'm hoping it comes out this month. I'm not sure, though. I have to look into it.
Yeah, physical always. I mean, realistically, who's not going to connect their PS5 to the internet?
Right.
Realistically. Right. Like...
But I mean, you also
for that fact,
you technically don't have to update it either, though. You can block the game from updating.
True. True.
It'll ask you, just say no, and then it's like, hey, are you sure you don't want to update it when you play this game? And it's like, nah, I don't want to update it.
Then they just can't play online.
And then you can just revert your system back to whatever, and then or delete any save files for the game and put it back in again.
But who's really going to do that?
Right, but like, it's possible. On rare occasions, there's people that like want to like have whatever the original release was of the thing. You know, there's people that copies of the original Star Wars sell for a ton because they still have the original editing versus all the updated editings that they've done for the movies. So there's a niche for it. People want it,
but less than 1% is going to do that.
But they want that option, though. Even though they're not going to do it, even though I'm not going to do it, I want that option. Physical is for me. I still like will buy digital games, like my Switch. Pretty much every game I have now is physical. At some point, once I bought the new system, I have not bought a physical game for it. It's all been digital if I buy it. So, yeah.
That's why I'm waiting for those Capcom collection, because those games that are coming out,
the thing is, so what happened with Metal Gear, the collection, like four of the games out of like the six games were a digital download.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually that's not going to work anymore.
Right.
You know, and even for if you have the physical copy of the game, you get two games and a digital code, and the digital code still has an expiration date. So if you leave that thing sealed, after 2025 or whatever date it is, you can't download those games anymore with that. I don't know. I'd like to think it's not going to happen with the Switch. They're all going to be like physically on the disc, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, it depends. You have to look up online to see which ones.
Yeah, so don't just play it blindly, because there's one coming out September 12th.
That's true.
Which, oh no, this is going to release before then. Is it? The 9th. So, yeah. So, once this releases, I think 3 more days, and then that first Capcom collection comes out.
So, it looks like all the games in the Capcom Fighting Collection are included in the cartridge for the Switch.
All right. That's the first one, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably going to pick it up then.
Yes, all the games in the Capcom Fighting Collection are included on the cartridge for the Nintendo. Damn, Darkstalkers is in that collection? Sheesh.
Yeah, that first one's got good ones. I mean, the second one has good ones, but they're not games that I grew up playing. Like Power Gem.
Power Stone.
Or Power Stone.
It's because no one had a Dreamcast. Mm. My friend had a Dreamcast.
I mean, I had... because I remember going to a store in Mexico that had like 4 or 5 arcade systems. And I want to say one of them had Power Stone, but I would never got into it.
The only problem with Power Stone is it's not balanced, so this is kind of broken, but I mean it was fun.
So just a quick question, what if, you know, they're releasing that first collection, what if they do balances, but like what if some things become unbalanced because they did the balance, you know, like
as long as they keep on fixing it?
Well, they're not, though, because they haven't done it since then. Like, I'm assuming they would, if they do anything, they would do it for this collection and then stop again, you know? Never touch it again. But realistically, I'm assuming the original team that worked on it no longer doing anything, so it's probably not going to be updated.
Probably not.
So, yeah. So, physical games for us. But let us know what you think.
Limited run, limited fun. Dude, I spent like
so much.
It was crazy because like,
and still half of the collection you haven't received.
Yeah, I think I spent like $500 or $600 on limited run, like recently.
Oh
like,
wow,
it was like a month ago. So I was like, because a lot of these games, they're not like, you know, they like to do like, oh, we're gonna end pre-orders now. So I was like, ah.
It doesn't mean it can be your last chance, because sometimes you know they're going to make extra batches and stuff. But yeah, once that's done, it's you're done.
Yeah, you're not going to spend like $500. Dude.
What's one of the games you bought recently?
Shit.
Just one. Your favorite one. If anything.
I have to look what it was. It was Beyond Good and Evil. I remember that was one of them.
Really? I have the digital copy. Are you going to stream it?
Castlevania? I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I'm still curious if Ubisoft is going to release Beyond Good and Evil 2. I was so hyped for it, dude. And then they were like, oh, you can, you know, make products. You can make artwork for us. And then everyone's like, you want us to work for you for free? And shit hit the fan. And they haven't said anything since then.
Yeah, I don't remember. Castlevania, Advanced Collection, and... But these are like, I'm buying like, oh, I know. Lollipop Chainsaw, Shadows of the Damned. But I'm buying like these collector's edition with the guns.
Yeah. Because Lollipop Chainsaw is getting remade again. Like, or not remade, but like remastered or whatever. And I don't know if there's going to be just a standard physical collection of it.
I think there was, but I bought the expensive. It adds up.
You bought the Ninja Turtle one too, right? I mean, back then when it was announced, or no? No Ninja Turtle one? Scott Pilgrim?
Yes.
Yeah, I bought that one too. Somewhere over there. In my wall of games.
That's important. Scott Pilgrim's very important when it comes to...
It's still sealed.
when it comes to like losing licenses. And
oh yeah, see? Yeah.
Is important.
That's true.
Especially
I think...
with like... licensed property, like the Deadpool game is like really expensive now because they lost the license. So if you bought it on Steam, that's good for you because you could download it. I like the way Steam does it. So if you buy it and they lose the license, you could still download it.
Yeah. That's cool. I bought it. I don't know if I have it downloaded, but it is in my collection.
You can
still
download it. As long as you bought it. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I should probably like burn a disc copy if I can. In case, I don't know.
Yeah, but the Deadpool game is expensive because no more licensed properties or have like a time period.
Yeah,
it's done.
But then, like what PlayStation did with what was it called? The scary game for Kojima.
PT.
Yeah, PT. They allowed it if you still had it downloaded, but once you uninstalled it, game over, bro. Game over. All right, let's move on. Next one was Keith Lee. And I think you had brought it up, so if you want to talk about it real quick.
Well, I'm not attacking Keith Lee, but I guess Keith Lee on TikTok, people are kind of criticizing the fact that he was giving like bad food reviews to a certain area, but the problem is they're criticizing his taste in food.
I think this was the DC area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I kind of agree with the people because, like, you know, I have a certain taste in like whatever I like, and you know, I'm gonna gravitate towards that. So, and Keith Lee's the same way. Like that's it's gonna be hard to find someone that's very like objectively.
But the thing is, like. I haven't seen the DC videos of Keith Lee, but I've seen other videos of Keith Lee where he talks about, he's like, you know what? This isn't for me. I'm going to give this like a 3 out of 10, mm-hmm. but I can see it working for someone else. Like it's not going to be my, mm-hmm. my taste in food, but it's going to work for someone else. So he gives it a little rating because he personally doesn't like it, but he doesn't tell anyone like, hey, don't get this. It's trash. You know, he just tells them like, it's not my taste in food. You know, go. You can still come here, check it out yourself, but it's not my thing. I don't know how you did it with DC, but I'm assuming people are also mad because he just has kind of like all of the internet kind of tell him like, hey, go here, go here, go here. And then some people that are specifically from DC are like, those are all areas he shouldn't have gone to. He should have gone to these places. And it's like, it's hard for Keith Lee to reach out to someone. He's not going to know who specifically is from DC. You know, if someone's like, hey, I'm from DC, that they could be lying. They could be from somewhere else. He just has to go with the collective internet suggesting where everything is at. And that's what he's doing. I feel like he's not in the wrong. He's just DC taste. The DC food is not his taste, and it is what it is.
So it's just not talking about Keith Lee. This is more, I guess, towards like content creators. I'm not going to name any names, but the new Star Wars Outlaw game.
Oh, yeah.
Like the reviews. And
they're like mixed, I think.
It's super mixed. I haven't played it, so I can't say my two cents in it. But I don't like... I just want people to know that time and money is very valuable. So if I'm going to review something, I'm going to give my honest opinion. Even if it's brutal, I'm going to give my honest opinion. I don't like people who are fence sitters. So like people who are like, see, I haven't played the game, so I can't tell. But judging just by looking at it, I don't think it's a good game. And like, there are fence sitters that are giving this game like good reviews, and I'm just like, bro, dude, like you can't be giving this game a good review. Like
the thing that I think for social, like a content creator, when it's your niche, like when it's your thing about like all of your videos is just reviewing games. The only way that you're gonna get games given to you for free is if you've never talked bad about a game. Like if you start talking bad about a game, people are gonna be afraid to give you the game keys. People are afraid to like have you review a game. So if you're going to review it, you have to buy it by yourself, which that's okay. If that's the stick you want to stick, that's what you want to deal with, go for it. But you're probably never going to get into places you want to because they don't want you there if you're going to do a bad review.
There's a guy I don't like. I like the way he formats his... You probably seen this guy. He has 60 minutes to play a game. But I think that's smart because he probably pays out of his own money. And if he doesn't like it, he can just return it from Steam. So I think that's really smart. I don't like the dude in particular, but yeah. I like that format. Like for him to say, okay, we're going to see if this game impresses me in 60 minutes.
Do one like that, but do 2 hours. Because you're allotted to play 2 hours before you can't return it anymore.
Yeah. But I just don't want to steer people like...
I feel like you can, that person. You can start that way, but once you get really popular, like once you have 1 million followers, like a bunch of viewers, you have to go a certain way. Like
I think at that point, but I mean, if I was at that point, I wouldn't care about the free game. I would... just pay everything by myself.
It's not the free game though. Like I'm telling you, like you can't get into exclusive places because people don't want you to review anything because you're always going to be talking bad. Well, not always, but like they're afraid you're going to talk bad about it. So it's like, no, we don't want to take a chance with this guy. If he gets into the venue, go for it. But I think we're not going
to
invite him.
I disagree. I think there's a way to do it, but not like talking trash.
Yeah, offensive,
constructive criticism.
I don't know. For me, it's like if it's negative or a fence sitter, it's technically a bad review. If it's super positive, it's going to be a good review. Like that's the only way I see it. Because like with content creators, like most of them are going to be fence sitters. Like if it's a bad review, they're going to either fence sit or they're going to like criticize it a certain way. And you can tell like, man, like just say it's fucking bad. And like, no. It just like, if they work on this a little bit more, it'll be fine. It's like, bro, they're never going to fucking patch this shit. Like it's a bad game.
Like one thing. Oh man. Sea of Stars. To me, it's mediocre. Yeah. Like it's not that good. Like it's trying to be Chrono Trigger, but it's not. I'm be honest. It's mediocre. And that's just my brutally honest opinion.
Like, what about, I don't know if you got it, though.
But the Messenger is great. Treasure? The Messenger was fucking great. So I was very disappointed with Sea of Stars.
You know what's funny? I agree with you. Like, I didn't think Sea of Stars was, like, amazing. I beat that game. I thought Messenger was amazing. I still have not beat that game.
Yeah, I beat Messenger. Messenger's got actually fucking hard. What's crazy is... Once the DLC is even harder.
Once I technically beat the game, and then it kind of, like... goes reverse. Yeah. And I was
it kind
like,
of falls oh, off.
Shit. Yeah, like when it reversed, and into... I was, that's when I kind of lost interest.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still great. But Sea of Stars, I could care less. Didn't hold my intention.
You want to move on to the next one? All right, so the last one, let me pull up my notes here. Nintendo Direct. And you might have to correct me on some of these names, specifically this first one. But they announced a bunch of games. I'm only picking a handful because these are the games I want to talk about. But a game that I didn't know about, but it has been out, Balatro. And so they're doing a collab with The Witcher, with Vampire Survivor, Dave the Diver, and Among Us. And it's a card game, I assume, right? Have you ever played it?
I have not.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
It looks interesting to you?
I eventually want to pick it up. To be honest, that might...
I feel like the game has to be interesting, like especially if they collab with all these people. Like, out of the four people, I'm assuming one of them had to at least like look at the game and be like, no, this is a good game. I want to collab with them.
I'm calling it right now. Balatro is going to be nominated for Game of the Year.
Damn.
Like, even though it's an indie game, it's going to be nominated, I think.
Damn. Well, I mean, like, it's probably going to be its own category. There's indie category. Usually.
It probably best indie game. It'll win best indie game.
Okay.
This year. I've heard nothing but good things about it. It's a very addicting gameplay. But I haven't played it. I'm still stuck on Slay the Spire.
This next game, you just said you didn't like it, but Sea of Stars, Throes of the Witch Watchmaker. I mean, I wrote it down because I beat the game and I found it was enjoyable for the time that I played it. So I might pick up. I think the DLC is free too, so I might hop onto the DLC for this one.
Man, that game's mediocre. Like, even like, okay, even the story was like just so bland.
But like, so I'm gonna Jeez. Play Devil's Advocate because you said it's trying to be like Chrono Trigger. Mm-hmm. But like, just because a game looks like Chrono Trigger doesn't mean that it's trying to be like it. Because mm-hmm. we have like Metroidvania games and they're not trying to be like Castlevania, you know? Like, it's, I don't know. I think it's fine. It's not like, it's not game of the year for me, but it is high up there. It's like a 7.5 out of 10, which is like, I feel like 7.5 and up is rare for me now because games are like 5 and below. Like, and 5 is like, I don't even want to play it, you know? So for me, it was fine. And I'm probably going to pick it up. Then we have Morsels. I actually forgot all these games now. What was Morsels? Do you remember?
I think it was like a roguelike. But I'm not interested in Morsels.
It looks interesting to me. That's why I wrote it down. Well, the next one you found really interesting, Peglin, which I've seen Soda Pop in play.
Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok a couple times.
Okay.
But it's like a pachinko, but it's a roguelite.
Yeah, yeah. Because well. There's like a character, and when you do certain moves, that it does actions and stuff. And then I found one, it looked like, what was it? Not Fall Guys. There's a game where you can just like grab onto people. I forgot the name of it, but this one's called Wobbly Life. And it looks interesting. It looks like it's going to be priced like an indie type game. So $15-$20 bucks. So I might pick it up if it's available on the Switch. Which, yeah, I guess this was Nintendo Direct, so it probably is. Wobbly Life was cool. And then Pico Park 2. I've seen streamers play it. Mm-hmm. Looks super interesting as a party game. So I think I might have to pull a Karosh and start picking up party games and have that available to me. Because like, I got invited to like a game night and they're like, bring your games. I had nothing. I was gifted Cards Against Humanity. I have no idea where I put that thing. I don't have like a collection of games, so I don't store them specifically somewhere. So that's lost right now. I have no idea where that's at. And then Star Overdrive looks like a skateboarding type, what is it called? Not Sunset Overdrive.
Jet Set.
Jet Set Radio. That's what it was. Yeah, it looks like Jet Set Radio. Looks really good. I might pick that one up too. I'll probably pick these up as digital copies because it's on the Switch. And then Capcom Fighting Collection 2, which is scheduled for 2025. So this is the second one. The first one's coming out on the 12th, I think.
The first one everyone wants because
September 12th is the first one. So it's going to come out like in 3 days from this from releasing this episode. And then Capcom 2, Fighting Collection 2 comes out 2025. And that one has, I feel like, probably rarer games, but they're not games that I'm familiar with.
It's crazy because they don't. So I have this game called, what's called Project Justice, but that's the sequel.
Oh.
Rival Schools.
And they're releasing.
Rival Schools is not coming out for. So here's the problem. Rival Schools is not coming out on the re-release because they can't re-release it because it's locked down by some kind of
copyright
with the voice actors or something.
Then just don't put voices in it.
But I have that copy just skyrocketed in price, dude. Wow. Holy shit.
And then we have Castlevania Dominus Collection. I didn't write down the games on there, but there's three games.
Portrait of Ruin, Order of Ecclesia, and Donosaurio.
And Donosaurio was the shittiest one?
Yeah. I mean, it's still good, but the reason
why... But compared to those other two...
I wonder how it plays, because some of those games you need... is because it came out in the DS, so you needed to use the DS, the bottom screen, to control.
Oh.
So, I wonder how it plays.
Doesn't it have touchscreen?
Yeah, it does.
So, they could just, like, one screen instead of the bottom screen.
But that... Those two, there's two games out of those three is the reason why I wanted a capture card. And it seems like, do I really need, I guess I still need a capture card because there's a lot of DS games on
other games you want to play, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm surprised. If they could do that with those DS games, they can do that with way more. I think this is like the test to test, okay, if this sells well, we're going to release a lot more DS games. Re-release. But we'll see.
We'll see. Hopefully.
And I always shit on Konami, but damn, that's like, I'm like, good fucking props to Konami.
You know, it's before the allegations. And then we have your favorite game of all time, Five Nights at Freddy.
Freddy Fazbear.
This one's Help Wanted 2.
I've never played.
And then they also announced it. I didn't write it on here, but they announced... the game that you wanted to play in Five Nights at Freddy, Security Breach.
Oh, no, I did play that. I never finished it.
Oh, okay.
They're releasing funny, on the Switch, like, too. It's like my favorite one, and then people are saying it's like the worst one. It's like, damn, it's like my favorite.
That's the first one where they changed this, like, the game, right? Like, the way the game plays.
That, too, and I guess the lore. Oh. So that's why people are upset with it.
Oh.
Because Freddy is supposed to be a bad guy, but he helps you in that one. So people are just upset.
Everyone else is, or every other animatronic is the bad guy? Gotcha. I mean, I've had no interest in Five Nights at Freddy.
It's a hard game.
Might play Roblox, you know? All the mini games. Pick someone. Specific games. Because I've seen my sister play it.
Shout out to Pizza Tower. That's like highly, dude, there's so many people that tell me to play that game. It's a game, I look at it, it doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, right, it doesn't look, I mean, like.
But I haven't played it. I can't judge a game by the way it looks.
Yeah, yeah.
But looking at it, I'm like, damn, I don't want to play it. But people are like, dude, you gotta, I think it came out last year. I was going to say it could be Game of the Year, but I think it already got nominated for Game of the Year last year. But yeah, you don't know how many, only two people, but they keep on telling me to play Pizza Tower.
Well, that name, that game has come out or come to my attention when people start talking about it. I've seen it on Twitter and I think on my For You page, but way back when it was first announced that they were going to like come out on the Switch or whatever. So, I mean, I know there's interest in it, but maybe it's a game you got to stream.
Eventually. People keep on asking about it. Two people. Always. When are you going to play Pizza Tower? Damn. But, which is crazy, I don't want to play Deadlock. So, maybe I will play Pizza Tower.
I'll have to try Deadlock to see if I like it for myself.
If you like MOBAs, you'll like it. I don't like MOBAs, I guess. That's MOBAs are not my style of game.
I think, so I like MOBAs, but I don't like the toxicity in that game, and I'm not good enough to like brush off that toxicity. Like if I'm bad, I'm bad. And then people are going to be like, dude, you're fucking bad. Just uninstall the game. And I'll be like, all right, let me uninstall it right now. But with a first person shooter, I feel like I can be better. So I'll probably be more enjoyable, but we'll see. I'll have to play it probably sometime this week. The next couple of days. Anything else?
Just trying to find what to stream next.
Pizza Tower.
No, but trying to find.
When is Metal Gear 3 come? Was it 3? The remake?
Yeah. What? I don't know when it comes out.
You gonna stream that one?
That's coming out soon. Silent Hill 2.
Would you stream that one?
I think my capture card's dead, but I don't know. I'll only try to fix it once.
Oh, so. But you have the Japanese capture card.
Yeah.
Just get an Elgato.
I need that insta. I can't have that lag, dude. I need that.
I don't know why you even play off of your capture card. Play off of your main screen and let the capture card do whatever it's doing. That's insane to me.
There's still a delay. I don't care.
That's so crazy.
I don't care. I mean, it's like the delay is so small. So subtle, I can't tell.
But I play off of my main screen and like the capture. So it's capturing on my computer. And the third monitor that I have there is the actual screen for the game. So I play off of that.
So the whole time I've been holding back, dude. Elden Ring, Dark Souls. I haven't been playing to my full potential, dude.
That's crazy.
That 0.001 millisecond.
That's crazy.
But. I don't know what to play next. I think I do know what I want to play next, but it's kind of weird. Like, oh shit, dude. So Dragon Con just happened.
Oh yeah.
And I saw the most disgusting cosplay ever. God damn. So have you heard of it's a My Little Pony in a jar?
Oh, I have not.
Okay.
I'm not. We'll talk about this off stream.
Yeah. Don't. If you know, you know. If you don't.
Or off the podcast.
You don't. But a guy dressed up as a My Little Pony in a jar. And I was like, that. It kind of disgusted me. I was like, damn. I don't usually get disgusted, but.
Wow.
Yeah, but.
All right. With that, guys, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.